Let's start first with Street Fighter. And, of course, Te Rawiri Waititi, he reckons he caned all the rangatahi from Whakatane last night. Is that right, Te Rawiri?
Absolutely. They have no idea how to play that game. Half-circle punch, half-circle kick. Got them every time.
Tell me about the goal behind it. It was a bit of a get-together for you and a bit of a celebration, but also a serious side to it as well. We're still trying to connect the dots. Apparently 180,000 18 through 24-year-olds still aren't enrolled, but that number coming down. And you grabbed a few of them last night, I believe.
Yeah. So we had a collaboration with Playland, Rangiaho and Danny, who own Playland Whakatane. And we pulled a bit of a sausage sizzle together. We gave away free games, and we called our community down to make sure that, first of all, that they were enrolled, and those who weren't enrolled, we could enroll them. So big number of people turned up yesterday. Well over 40 whānau enrolled just last night within 2 hours, which I thought was really, really awesome that our whānau, and many of these whānau that turned up, in actual fact, would probably be whānau that wouldn't have the opportunity or see any opportunities to be able to enroll, or people taking the time out to enroll them. So it was just a neat evening. A lot of whānau come down, a lot of the tamariki come down, and we shared a kai, had a kōrero, and enrolled many of our whānau to ensure that they participate in this year's election. And with some of the dopey and disgusting type policies coming out, especially for people like ACT, we need as many of our people to turn up, because if they don't, you're going to end up with these clowns again.
Okay, well, let's talk about their idea of winding up the Waitangi Tribunal at the conclusion of the historical claims. Te Pāti and Māori believe the tribunal remains important. What would be the consequences for Māori and Crown relations if it were to be abolished?
This is once again, David Seymour doesn't care about Māori Crown relations. That's the problem here. He didn't care about it when he pushed his Treaty Principles Bill and saw the biggest hīkoi that this country has ever seen. He didn't care when he pushed his Regulatory Standards Bill once again by redefining Te Tiriti o Waitangi and actually absolutely annihilating it from pieces of legislation. New Zealand First are very much the same, so there'll be an omnibus bill go through Parliament in the last 2 weeks. Removing Te Tiriti o Waitangi from many pieces of legislation. And so, you know, the relationship between Māori and the Crown are getting wearing really, really thin. I'm now concerned for the fact that you've got these political parties that continue to denigrate the Te Tiriti o Waitangi and its recognition of its relationship here in Aotearoa. You've also got a party in ACT now wanting to decide that, you know, that many of the cases that are currently in front of the tribunal, we're talking about the Manawahine case, we're talking about, you know, there's fresh water, there's the justice, there's the justice piece of the case that's through the tribunal at this particular time, saying that none of those things matter. So, you know, there is treaty settlements process, yes, but there's also current breaches that legislation is now making that our people have no place to go to in regards to presenting those to anybody. So, you know, what David doesn't understand is that you've got really respected judges and lawyers that work in those particular spaces and, you know, who make those judgments. They're not based on prejudice or bias. They're actually based on people who know exactly what they're doing. And if they rule against the Crown, then the Crown is the one in breach. The problem is the Crown doesn't need to take into consideration any of the recommendations coming out the Waitangi Tribunal. That's why we've moved legislation to ensure that they do.
Well, I mean, if they follow through on this and if the current government is in again for another 3 years, conceivably they could take a swipe at the seats, your seat as well for Waiariki. I mean, where does it stop and start here? Feeling as though they can just boot our people around. What would you say to our whānau listening today about what we're witnessing here in the political assault on our rights?
Yeah. Well, what we've got is we've already got a party and parties that already want to get rid of the Māori seats. So New Zealand First and ACT have already spoken about getting rid of the Māori seats, that we don't need the Māori seats anymore. Winston Peters' dialogue used to be once upon a time, more Māori on the general role, so we don't need the Māori seats. Now Māori are populating Māori on the Māori role, are populating Māori on the general role. He says we don't need the Māori seats because there's, you know. So there are a whole lot of things happening in those particular spaces where, you know, they want to get rid of the Māori seats. They want to get rid of the Treaty Waitangi Tribunal. They want to get rid of treaty from every piece of legislation. They want to, this is just another, you know, when the Queen talked about raupatu, this is just another form of raupatu. So we're not talking about raupatu whenua, we're talking about raupatu, you know, in our minds and hearts and now our dignity in regards to our legitimate place here in Aotearoa as tangata whenua. And even tangata tiriti, it actually threatens their legitimacy here in Aotearoa if you start to really make those changes to Te Tiriti o Waitangi and those constitutional changes. So, you know, this is why we need to make sure our people are enrolled, get our people out to vote November the 7th, because another 3 years of this type of rubbish and Trumpish type politics, they will entrench what their agenda is, and that is to, one, annihilate Te Tiriti o Waitangi from every piece of legislation, and also to assimilate Māoris where we're non-existent in any pieces of legislation or any relationship with the Crown. This is just the disgusting way that we're seeing politics being run by ACT and New Zealand First and actually in actual fact National.
Okay. Now, a review has found that MSD payment errors affected thousands of people and amounted to more than $2.5 million in mistakes. Mm-hmm. What does this say about the welfare system's ability to support vulnerable whānau? And what changes would Te Pāti Māori make to ensure people receive the support they're entitled to at Awari?
This has been going on for a little while now. So we know around about 30,000 people have been affected by those MSD muck-ups. And I know that there was huge questions, and especially around our whānau with disabilities who had missed two or three payments. These are the things that we're really, really concerned about. MSD gets the biggest vote in regards to funding of all votes in Parliament. And then when you've got muck-ups like that, you know that there's huge issues. We've got pretty clear pieces of legislation that helps our whānau, especially those who are struggling with the cost of living, especially those who are on a benefit, is that many of them are making up to about $30,000 and paying tax. So, you know, Te Pāti Māori's tax policy is that those who are making up to $30,000 wouldn't be paying tax, and those are up to $60,000 who are making under the living wage. So if you're making $30,000, you're making under the minimum wage. If you're making up to $60,000, you're making under the living wage. You know, and so we want to make sure that those things. But the processes within MSD need to be tightened up, and the minister needs to be answerable to those. So questions were asked in the House last week, and they weren't answered very well. And you could see the opposition pushing in that particular space, you know, where there were apologies, where there was responsibility, and how they were going to look at it in regards to compensation to those who had missed those payments, and especially those who have bills and stuff to pay on top of it. It's a remarkable piece of muck-up by this particular government that needs to be rectified. We would give compensation.
Tēnā koe. Authorities are reporting a rise in threats and security concerns during the election campaign. And no doubt you have been trolled as well yourself. Some of our wahine could find themselves in unsafe spaces. How concerned are you about the tone of political debate in our country? What impact is this having on Māori candidates, communities and democratic participation?
I think in this last 3 years, and I was just talking to Penny Henare at the Koronaiana, I said, babe, just in this last 3 years, the House has changed. He goes, oh, yeah. And it had changed since the time I'd first got in 2020, and we'd just come out of lockdown. You could see the change in society. You could see the change in thinking. People were more aggressive. And I could see that even this particular term, the type of rhetoric coming out of the House now with the current government and its coalition partners is absolutely, it's horrible. And you can see the emboldening of
type of rhetoric. You know, when you call somebody a scribble face, I get that on my platforms all the time. So you can have one fella say one thing once, and then it's just a wave of racist insults that you get on your pages. That's just an example. And then, you know, we've seen reports that the biggest growing threat to Aotearoa is white supremacy, not gangs. But you can see how this particular government then turns it on to gangs and puts a whole lot of focus on gangs, and there's not much resource going into white supremacy. So, you know, rightfully so, there should be concerns with the reports coming out at this particular time around the threat to democracy and those who are running for public office. We've had meetings with the police to say that they, once upon a time, used to be focused on the Prime Minister and the opposition leader. This time, they're looking at all the leaders across all parties, and probably the data coming across their table would show that that there's a risk of for security, you know, across some of the other parties in those particular spaces. So, you know, everybody just has to settle their tittle and allow people to do their mahi. You know, this is politics, and if you think you can do a better job and you've got better policies, put your name on the ballot. Or allow those who have got their name on the ballot to do the mahi and get through this. You can see a lot of the billboards, people's billboards are getting hammered and soha. You know, the public just needs to get to the voting booths, and if they've got something to say it there.
Thank you for your thoughts and time today, and for your exceptional Street Fighter skills in the arcade last night. Thank you very much, and all the best to your whānau up the wires. Thanks very much. Tēnā koe, mate.
Āmi, 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 ā